Welcome to LT Vegan Living. I'm your host. My name is Gary.
This podcast is for anyone who wants to inquire about the vegan lifestyle. If you like this podcast, why not buy me a cup of coffee? The address will be in the show notes.
Transitioning and stock up the pantry. Before diving into stocking your pantry, it's crucial to address the transition to a vegan lifestyle and prepare to remove all non-vegan items from your kitchen shelves. Embracing a vegan lifestyle can be an exciting journey filled with rewards, yet it may also pose challenges. Below are some important considerations for vegans. Nutritional balance. Ensuring your vegan diet meets your nutritional needs is paramount. Attention to essential nutrients like protein, iron, calcium, vitamin B12, and omega-3 fatty acids. Consider seeking guidance from a certified health coach to craft a well-rounded vegan meal plan. Label awareness. Learn how to read food labels to identify non-vegan ingredients. Look out for substances like gelatin and honey. Cooking skills. Transitioning to a vegan diet may require learning new cooking techniques and experimenting with unfamiliar ingredients. Invest in vegan cookbooks, explore online resources, and try out new recipes to expand your culinary repertoire. Navigating social situations. Dining out and attending social gatherings as a vegan may present challenges. Learn to communicate your dietary preference politely and advocate for a vegan-friendly option when necessary. Grocery shopping. Take a look at episode 30. Community support. Connect with vegan communities for support, advice, and encouragement. Building a network of like-minded individuals can help you stay motivated on your vegan journey. Self-care. Remember that transitioning to a vegan lifestyle is a process. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. By being mindful of these considerations, vegans can navigate their journey confidently, ultimately embracing a compassionate and fulfilling lifestyle. For those looking to transition their pantries to a vegan-friendly one, here is a list of common non-vegan items to remove. Okay. Ideally, you're living in your own house, there's only one person, and you have full control of all the ingredients. But for me, my wife is not vegan. So what I did is I separated the pantry in half. More or less this way, we didn't throw away the things that she used all the time in her omnivore diet, and I didn't have to see them to tempt me. So these are the items you need to remove. Meat, including beef, pork, poultry, lamb. Seafood products, including shrimp, shellfish, and anchovies, which are in Worcestershire sauce. Dairy. Milk, cheese, yogurt, butter, cream, whey, and goat's milk. Eggs and products containing eggs, for example, mayonnaise. Gelatin. Gummy candies, marshmallow, and gelatin desserts, like Jell-O. Honey and foods containing honey. Lard. Rendered pork fat used in cooking and baking. Pre-packaged meals containing animal products. Casein, a protein derived from milk often used as a binder in processed foods. Shellac, a resin secreted by the lac bug and used as a food glaze, for example, confectioner's glaze, and some coating for candies and pills. Gelatin. derived from animal collagen, often found in candies, marshmallows, gel capsules, and some desserts. Carmine, also known as cochineal or carminic acid, a red pigment obtained from the crushed cochineal insect used in food coloring and cosmetics. Lactose, a sugar derived from milk, sometimes used as fillers or sweetener in processed foods. Rennet, pepsin, and isinglass. Rennet is used in cheese making. It extracted from the stomach lining of calves. Pepsin is extracted from the stomach lining of pigs, also found in cheese and other dairy products. Isinglass, a gelatinous substance obtained from the fish bladder, used in the clarification of some alcoholic beverage, particular beer and wine. For a vegan pantry, it's ideal to stock up on a variety of plant-based foods to ensure a well-rounded diet. Here's a list of staples that vegans might want to consider having in their pantry. Grains. For example, rice, quinoa, oats, barley, bulgur, couscous, pasta, just make sure it's as egg-free variety, whole grain bread, and whole grain flour. Legumes, beans such as black beans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, and soybeans. Nuts and seeds, almonds, walnuts, cashews, peanuts, chia seeds, flaxseed, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and sesame seeds, to name a few. Plant-based protein sources, tofu, tempeh, seitan, vegan meat substitutes such as veggie burgers, veggie sausages, and plant-based deli slices. Plant-based milk alternatives, soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, rice milk, coconut milk, and hemp milk. Condiments and sauces, tomato sauce, salsa, mustard, ketchup, soy sauce. Check for the gluten-free variety if needed, tahini, nutritional yeast, vegan mayonnaise, and various spices and herbs. Fruit and vegetables. Fresh, frozen, and canned fruit and vegetables for cooking, snacking, and smoothies. Oil and fats. Olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, and vegan margarine or spreads. Sweeteners. Maple sugar, agave nectar, date syrup, coconut sugar, and other vegan-friendly sweeteners. Whole food snacks, dried fruit, popcorn, rice cakes, vegetable chips, and nuts, seeds, mix. Baking essential, baking powder, baking soda, vanilla extract, cocoa powder, vegan chocolate chips, and egg substitute like flax seed meal or mashed bananas. Specialty items, nutritional supplements like B12, vegan protein powders, and any other specialty vegan products desired. Or you can take a look at episode 9, the B12 and vitamins. Ultimately, embracing a vegan lifestyle extends beyond dietary choices to encompass consumer habits reflecting ethical and environmental values. Listen to our next episode, Vegan Baking Substitutions.
Disclaimer, the Healthy Vegan Living podcast strives for accuracy, but acknowledges the evolving nature of medicine. Views are evidence-based, but individual practices may vary. Statements made are not guaranteed accurate. Feedback is welcome. The podcast is non-monetized with no affiliations to medical companies. Listeners agree not to use medical advice from the podcast for treatment. Consult a physician for medical concerns. This disclaimer extends to all contributors. Guests and contributors are not liable for podcast usage.